My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So let's get into some burning questions. If you got one, hit us up on the phones. Your number one question that you wish you had a crystal ball to be able to answer, or something that a lot of times this goes into like concern territory, but it could just be curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, what's it look like? 800-636-1067. We'll hit the phones hard in just a moment.
Short of wide receiver. We know Terry McLaurin. We got that. We're good. Upper 70s catches, just over 1,000 yards, maybe 5-6 touchdowns. Good to go there. Who is it? Is it a Zaccheaus situation? Is it really Dyami Brown? Is it Noah Brown? I don't know the answer to that. I'm fascinated to see. And also, do we even need it? Is it something that's even essential to this offense? Is this a running back, tight end, and Terry McLaurin production? Or are they spreading you wide and everyone's going to get a chance to eat? I have no idea about that receiver spot.
Is Brandon Coleman just going to be rolled out with the starters at left tackle? I think there's a chance of that, for sure. I don't think you list them top of the depth chart, if you're not ready for those questions, at least. Like, the default should actually be to do the opposite of that, unless they're just going to come out and say, oh, we did it in alphabetical order. It's going to be Lucas. They're battling, whatever. But 6'4", 320 pounds, a lot of teams viewed him as a guard. Washington said, uh-uh, this guy can play tackle. He's pretty athletic. He's got a huge wingspan and giant hands and arms. To me, he looks like a guard body, but he moves like a tackle. I was so impressed by him at practice for a couple days out there in a row, and then he was just like gone. We didn't see him again. Mm-hmm. But what if Brandon Coleman is the big fella at left tackle right away and plays well? We got a whole different convo to have about that O-line.
Which Zach Ertz is it? Is it dynamic Zach Ertz of a couple years ago that can do a little things after the catch, little wiggle, little all-around football-type game? Or is he, I think it was Aaron Schatz maybe you called him this. I could be wrong. I apologize if I'm misattributing. A catch-and-fall guy. Not that interested in the catch and fall guy, to be honest with you. I'm more interested in rumbling after the catch, punishing smaller members of the secondary after the catch, making guys miss after the catch, being a threat after the catch, not catch and fall. But who's Ertz?
Is Andrew Wiley going to be able to hold off all comers at right tackle? Let's say Coleman does soon take the left tackle job away from Cornelius Lucas. Why not play Lucas if you like him so much at right tackle? Lucas has played on the right side a bunch. He's been a swing tackle, right? If he's been the left tackle starter over Coleman, and you feel so good about Coleman that Lucas loses his job, if so facto, doesn't that mean that he might make more sense at right tackle than Wiley, who struggled a bunch, including in the preseason where it wasn't pretty all the time? I'm not writing him in pen yet. I think he's the starter, I get that. But if Coleman ends up starting at left tackle, I would like to see what it looks like with Coleman and Lucas. That might be your best offensive line.
Are we going hurry up all the time? Back in the day, the Buffalo Bills realized, hey, we're really good with in a two-minute drill with Jim Kelly getting to the line, calling the plays, getting it to Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed, James Lofton and company, not allowing the other team to sub, to change things out, making guys tired. If we dictate to them, well, they ran it all the time pretty much. It began in the, I think it was the 89 AFC title game and kind of continued. This has been what we saw in the preseason. They don't huddle. They get to the line, and they kind of keep going with some tempo. I love that personally. I know a lot of old-school football people are going, you got to use the full 40 and run the dang ball. None of that matters unless you get first downs, chicken or the egg style. But are we going hurry up all the time? Can't wait to see it.
Is Washington going to be able to generate enough pass rush to bail out what is a very average secondary in terms of personnel? And does that pass rush have to come from the interior as it has the last few years? Or can they actually get some pressure off the edges? Dorrance Armstrong, Nobody really knows this guy yet. We've seen him almost zero in the preseason, the former Dallas Cowboy. Cleveland Farrell. What about Javonte Jean-Baptiste or Dante Fowler, the speed edge rusher who we had on the show, told me he thinks he could quietly have a really, really good season. He's primed for a breakout again. Yeah, he had an 11-sack year a few seasons ago, thinks he can get back to that level. Does it have to be Payne, Allen, Newton, Mathis in between the guards pushing the pocket, or might they actually get something off the edges, and who other than Armstrong solidifies themselves as being able to rush the quarterback? I would bet on Fowler, but it's wide open.
Are we exclusively a shotgun team? I know we saw that in Arizona for Cliff Kingsbury and company, but some people thought, hey, maybe that's because Kyler Murray's about 5'3", numbers approximate. Well, Jaden Daniels is not. He's 6'4", 6'5", but he came from an offense where that's pretty much what they did. We saw a lot of that in the preseason. How much under center are we getting, and how much is it, no, we're in the shotgun all the time with a running back maybe to one side or the other, a lot of read option, a lot of zone read, a lot of kind of RPOs based on those specific looks. How much shotgun, and how close to 100% is it?
Brian Robinson said throughout the offseason, he was, and he didn't use these words, but he made it pretty clear, he was held back by Eric Bieniemy, the amount of commitment to the run, and the idea that they just didn't want him to be a big factor last year. All right, well, they're going to run the ball now. My burning question is, what's in the tank for Brian Robinson that we haven't seen? My burning question is, how much better are you than what you've put on film to this point? Now, if you look at efficiency for him, he grades out, I would say, well, but certainly not near the top of the NFL, kind of a middling tailback. If you look at things, metrics like yards per attempt or rushing yards over expected, he was kind of similar year to year. It was 4.0 yard per carry guy. If, in fact, it's going to happen, it probably has to start happening right now. So is this the year? Burning question, does Brian Robinson show that what he talked about all offseason, commit to me, believe in me, and I'll take you where you want to go, is he able to deliver the goods?
There's a television show that you absolutely sleep on back in the day called Murphy Brown, starring Candace Bergen. One of the themes of the show was she had a new assistant pretty much every week, and they would run some funny guest stars and do a lot of different things.
It was based in like an office, right?
Yeah.
I definitely remember it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, so it was actually pretty well done, pretty funny.
Blonde lady?
Always very current. Yeah, she was really good. The assistant job constantly turned over. That's Washington's center position. There have been approximate numbers here. In the last few seasons, 7 trillion centers. They can't get that position right. They've tried, they've signed, they've promoted internally, they had guys that also play guard, kind of look over. Enter Tyler Biadasz, holdover from Dallas, not holdover, but a guy that came with Dan Quinn from Dallas to hopefully anchor that position. He's not all world, but at least solidifying that spot, adding some cohesion to that offensive line to help out their young rookie quarterback. Hopefully they found a solution there to a position that's been a bugaboo.
Shout out to Matt on Twitter, who sent me an update on the weather in Tampa. He says for Sunday, it looks like 88 degrees with a 60% chance of rain.
Yuck.
In fact, during the game, 4 p.m. at kickoff, about 40% chance, and then the chances are 60% for the rest of the window.
Is it a bit of a hot take that I actually hope it's disgusting and rains a lot there?
Yes.
Here's my thinking. I'm not so sure. I hope the Washington's better defending the pass. I'd rather it be a little bit mucked up. I don't want Mike Evans and Godwin and company to be able to run free. I'd like less throwing.
Which I get, and I think the more rain when they're on defense throughout the year, probably the better.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hang with receivers?
Yeah.
I just want Jaden Daniels on dry fields as often as possible.
Oh, I smell what you're cooking there.
And yeah, I also think him running around and making plays, like I don't need him slipping and sliding. Just give me 72 and sunny. Let's see what the kid looks like. I honestly don't really care what happens on defense in the first quarter or two of the game, or maybe even in the first quarter of the season if you want to look big picture. I want to see Jaden Daniels, and I want to see it pretty. But it's going to be very hot, and it sounds like there are chances of rain in Tampa Bay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.